The Whiz Kids had won it, Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born, marijuana we would scorn, so down on the corner the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball, the man and Bobby Fella, the scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
The song is called Talkin' Baseball, and the man that wrote it and also produced it and also sang it is, they call him, the balladeer of baseball, Terry Cashman, and Terry joins us on Sports Byline. Terry, I can't believe it's been 30 years since that song came out. Tell me a little bit about the motivation for you putting this together and writing and singing this song.
Well, you know, what happened was a friend of mine worked for the Mets, and, you know, I was a great baseball fan, but wasn't thinking about writing a song. But anyway, he gave me this picture, which was taken at an old-timers game, where Mays, Mantle, Snyder, and DiMaggio were walking in from center field, and somebody took a picture from behind. So you see them walking in their uniforms, and you see their numbers, 5, 24, 4, and 7. And I looked at the picture, and I said, my God, this is unbelievable what it represents, you know, just in the history of baseball and especially to New York City, because, you know, those were four of the greatest center fielders who ever lived. So I bought the rights to the picture, and I had a number of them printed up. And that Christmas of 1980, I gave the pictures to people who I knew would appreciate what this meant. So I kept one for myself and had it framed. And one day I was, you know, just sitting in my living room looking at the picture, and I said, there's got to be a song in here someplace. And I tried to fit DiMaggio into the song, but it wasn't working. And then I realized that, you know, DiMaggio was kind of the godfather of these guys. He retired in 1951, and, you know, the other three were all young guys. Snyder, a little bit older, but Willie and Mickey came up in 1951, and it wasn't Joe, it was Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. And when I said that to myself, I said, oh my God, that's it. That's what this is. It's Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. And I started thinking about, you know, the days as a kid, you know, going down to the corner and at summer nights waiting for the newspapers to come up. And I remembered how everybody would be talking baseball, and they'd be arguing about who was better, you know, Magley or Ford or, you know, Williams or DiMaggio or Musial, you know, and all these arguments went on all the time. But the main argument became who was better, which one of the three center fielders, Willie, Mickey, or the Duke. So I went to sleep that night, and I was thinking about this, and I woke up the next day, and I guess somehow during my sleep, the whole thing must have come together, because I woke up and I picked up the guitar and I wrote the song in 20 minutes.
Why do you think the song has had such an enduring legacy?
I think number one, people just, you know, relate to the three of those guys. You know, they're Hall of Fame players, such a unique situation of having three teams in one town at the same time, and having three great players play the same position. And I think the names that people just get caught up in, you know, in listening to the song, and the names bring up images of players and a certain time. And then the other thing is that, you know, I wound up writing songs for every team based on the Talkin' Baseball theme. So a lot of people in different cities relate to the songs based on their particular team in that city.
Terry Cashman is with us, the balladeer of baseball, and of course he wrote the hit song Talkin' Baseball. What was the first reaction to it? When did you know you really had something special on your hands, Terry?
You kind of know as a songwriter when you've written something that's special. You just get a feeling about it. And I went into the studio, and in recording the song. You know, when you recorded in those days, you have the musicians in the studio and everything goes to tape. And I was singing the song so that the musicians could hear what, you know, they had music in front of them. But so we came in to listen to the track with my voice on it, and I could tell by the talk that came about, all the musicians were talking about their childhood and how one guy was from Cincinnati and he remembered Klazuski, and this guy was from here and he remembered this player. And it started a whole conversation about baseball, and I said, this is interesting. When people hear this, they react to it, and that's exactly what happened. We put the record out, and Pete Franklin at 3WE in Cleveland played it 12 times in a row.
You know, it's funny, as I think about baseball, your song along with John Fogerty's song are the two that I connect so strongly to baseball. You usually don't have songs associated with sports. Is it because baseball is the American pastime that there was a song or two songs to catch on to the sport?
Oh, I think there are quite a few songs about baseball, and I think the reason is that it's very close to our hearts. I've talked to how many people about baseball and about the song and about their experiences, and almost every one of them relates it to their family. Their father taking them to the first game, playing catch with the father, brothers and sisters, loving baseball and that type of thing. And that connection is very, very strong. And the fact that it is an American game, and really invented here and has been around so long, it becomes part of our history. So I think that's, and there's a lot to it. I mean, I've written songs about, so many players, but I've written songs about opening day. I've written songs about rain delays. I've written a song about the third base coach. There are so many things. It's so rich with things to write about that it enables a songwriter to get into all these things and write some good songs.
On a personal basis, Terry, I mean, there are certain artists who sing a song that's always connected with them, and it's almost made their career. Now, in some cases, it's been the only song they've had in their career. But for you, how has this Talkin' Baseball been for you professionally?
Oh, it's been great. It's really led me into a whole second career in music. Before writing Willie Mickey and the Duke, I was involved. I made records when I was 16 years old and was on the Dick Clark Show. And then I wrote a huge hit song in 1967 called "Sunday Will Never Be the Same." Then Tommy West and I, as Cashman and West, had a big record, American City Suite, and then, we produced all of Jim Croce's records, and among those were Time in a Bottle and Bad Bad Leroy Brown, which, were number one hits, and, he had a number of other hits that were in the top ten, so I'd had, a really full career in the music business as, singer and a writer and a producer. But those were all collaborations, and the whole baseball thing and the baseball and the ballad era baseball, is mine. Not that I didn't like collaborating with other people, I did. But this is, it just becomes something that I'm not responsible to anyone else, and I don't have to compromise about anything. I do what I want to do, and I write about what I want to write about. So that part of it has been really great.
Terry, congratulations. It's a wonderful song, and every time I hear it, I get the same reaction that I think most fans do. I kind of smile a little bit, and I think about how special baseball is. Congratulations, Terry.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Terry Cashman with us, and again, the song Talkin' Baseball, and Cashman's being honored by the Baseball Hall of Fame 30 years after his song became a ballpark favorite. We'll take you into the break as we let you listen to Talkin' Baseball on Sports Byline.
Roses at the vet, rusty again as a Met, and the great Alexander is pitching again in Washington. I'm talking baseball, like Reggie Quease and Berry. Talking baseball, Carew and Gaylord Perry, Seaver, Garvey, Schmidt, and Vida Blue. If Cooper's town is calling, it's no fluke, they'll be with Willie.
Mickey